From the Thief River Falls Radio Newsroom. One person was injured in a three-vehicle accident in Beltrami County Tuesday. Minnesota State Patrol says the accident happened along Highway 71 and 197 in Bemidji about 4:26 p.m. The patrol says a 2009 Dodge Ram driven by 42-year-old George Josvold of Bemidji was westbound on 197. The other two vehicles, a 2004 Lincoln Town Car driven by 67-year-old Elizabeth Donley of Ottertail and a 2018 Honda Odyssey driven by 29-year-old Cassidy Peterson of Bemidji, were southbound on Highway 71. All three vehicles collided. Donley was the only person injured. She received non-life-threatening injuries, taken to Sanford Hospital in Bemidji. A former Amarillo, North Dakota city auditor waived her preliminary hearing and pled guilty this week to a pair of Class A felonies. Authorities say Wendy Jane Sullivan is charged with theft of more than $50,000 and misapplication of entrusted property over $50,000. Sullivan was arrested in January. She served as Amarillo city auditor from March 2019 to March 22. A final dispositional conference is set for July 3rd. A Grand Forks man has been arrested and charged for allegedly abusing a woman who is also undergoing treatment for cancer. Authorities say Joshua John Temple is charged in Grand Forks County Court with endangering an eligible adult, terrorizing, and two counts of domestic violence. According to court records, Grand Forks police officers were dispatched to Altru Hospital to have Temple trespassed from the property. A woman who had been admitted to the ER for complications with her chemotherapy treatment disclosed that she was being physically and verbally abused by Temple. Officers who responded to the hospital say the woman had black eyes, bruised handprint on her face, bruised nose, other bruising. According to court records, Temple was arrested on April 9th, had a bond hearing on April 10th. He is scheduled for a preliminary hearing May 20th. Officials in the city of Fauston are speaking out against an anonymous health care survey sent to residents in a five-county area. Fauston Mayor Jim Offerdahl says it misleads people into believing the city will be running the Fauston Hospital if Essentia Health loses its operating agreement.
They actually go so far as to ask about me personally. They name me, and so what I see this is a blatant attempt to, first of all, influence public opinion with false information.
Offerdahl says the nonprofit First Care Medical Services would operate the hospital if the agreement with Essentia ends. The dispute between Essentia and Fauston over the closure of the labor and delivery unit goes to arbitration this summer. Offerdahl says the survey has some legitimate health care questions, but a lot of disinformation.
Would you be willing or not willing to pay additional taxes to support the Fauston Hospital if it was under the city of Fauston's management and no longer operated by Essentia Health?
Offerdahl believes Essentia is connected to the survey. Essentia Health officials said they didn't have enough information about the survey to comment. For Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.